Welcome back to Speed Data, the technology podcast brought to you by PDMS. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jim. It's great to see you again.
In our last episode, we talked about the shift towards digital certification in the maritime industry. If you missed it, you can find it on the PDMS website. But for today, we're diving deeper into the topic of digital certificates and some common assumptions associated with them.
That's right, Alex. We're tackling the myths today because despite all the benefits digital certificates can provide, a few persistent misconceptions about them are still holding some organizations back. And this can slow down what is otherwise a highly beneficial move that makes operations smoother, faster, and more secure.
Exactly. So today, we're here to separate the myths from the reality for you and take a proper look into how digital certificates really compare to their paper counterparts in practice.
From our experience, there is a whole host of common myths around digital certificates, ranging from regulations, cybersecurity, and the familiarity of paper documents.
Absolutely. So let's start with the big one, Jim, the one we hear all the time. Digital certificates aren't accepted everywhere.
It's an understandable concern. Compliance and global cooperation are vital to this industry. But the reality is that the IMO has already laid the groundwork for global acceptance. They formally recognize digital certificates as valid, provided they meet the criteria in the FL Convention. Plus, more and more flag states, port authorities and class societies now accept and issue digital documents, so there is a widespread acceptance.
Right, so the foundation is there. But let's get specific. How does it actually work when a ship is being inspected? Is it really more reliable than a tried and tested stamp?
It's far more reliable. Think about it. A port inspector looks at a piece of paper. They're judging the quality of the paper, the ink, the stamp. It's a subjective visual check. With a QR code, the inspector scans it with a standard device, and that scan creates a secure, encrypted link to the issuing authority's server. It's not checking the document on the screen. It's checking the original master version in the database. The server instantly replies with a valid or invalid. It's a binary, definitive, and traceable verification.
But what about those exceptions? The ports or flag states that are lagging behind? How do you manage that?
That's the key. It creates a network effect. As more major flag states, class societies, and ports get on board, the system becomes more powerful, and the holdouts become the exception. The pressure to join the network grows, and what was once a barrier becomes a global standard. It's happening faster than you'd think, and registries don't want to be left behind.
Okay, so let's debunk myth number two. This one is about trust. Paper is more secure and trustworthy. There's this perception that a wet signature and an embossed seal are more official. Not to mention the fact that there is a natural trust in physical documents as a tangible, familiar solution.
It does feel familiar, but it's a dangerous illusion. Just imagine, a crucial certificate binder is left on a desk during a crew change, or a pipe bursts and soaks a whole folder of documents. These sound like minor things, but they can take a vessel out of service. And that's before we even talk about deliberate forgery, which is frighteningly simple with a good scanner and printer.
It is becoming shockingly easy to forge these things, isn't it? So would you say digital certificates are more secure?
Absolutely. Digital certificates offer much stronger protection against forgery and tampering using cryptographic signatures, audit trails, and access controls that paper simply can't match.
So the tech terms you used, cryptographic signature and audit trail, what do they mean in simple terms for a registrar or ship operator?
A cryptographic signature is like a unique, unbreakable digital fingerprint for that document. If even a single pixel is changed, that fingerprint is broken, and the certificate is immediately flagged as invalid. The audit trail is just as important. It's an unchangeable log that records every single action taken, who issued it, who viewed it, who verified it, and when. It provides complete accountability, or what we call non-repudiation. You can't argue with the log. Plus, compare that with a paper certificate which could be lost, duplicated, or forged. It's a no-brainer. Modern digital tools offer stronger protection against risk. And with the current climate of the shadow fleet and other fraudulent activities, this protection is fast becoming non-negotiable.
All right, that leads nicely into the next myth. We'll lose access if the internet goes down. What happens if there's no internet during an inspection?
This is another common worry, but it's based on a misunderstanding. Digital doesn't mean you need a live internet connection 24/7. Most digital certificates can be downloaded and stored locally on the ship's systems, which is especially useful for port calls or inspections where connectivity may be limited.
So they can be accessed offline. But what if the ship's systems fail completely? A fire, a cyber attack, or even just accidental deletion? The local copies could be lost, just like paper.
That's where the cloud-based nature of these systems comes in. Even if the local copies are lost, the originals are securely backed up. A new set of certificates can be reissued and downloaded to a new system in a matter of minutes, not weeks. That's a level of resilience paper can't offer.
Wow, so digital certificates actually improve availability.
Absolutely. It provides that level of reassurance that it will be there when you need it, something you can't say for a paper document left on the wrong desk or waiting for the office to send a scanned copy.
Okay, last myth, Jim. The switch will be too disruptive to our operations. People do fear a complete operational overhaul.
And that's a fair concern, but it can be managed with a smart strategy. It's not about flipping a switch overnight. The key is a phased rollout. You can start with one vessel or one type of certificate. It doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing move. Plus, modern systems are designed to be intuitive, and there's always support and training available to ensure a smooth transition for your crew and staff.
So it's more about evolution than revolution. And from what we've heard, once the new process is in place, the operational gains in speed and efficiency far outweigh that initial learning curve.
Absolutely. Most organizations adopt a hybrid approach with dual running systems where they can issue digital and paper certificates while stakeholders and users adjust. So you see, with the right plan, the shift can be surprisingly smooth and the operational gains are almost immediate.
Fantastic. So, we've busted the myths. Now, let's put it all together and do a direct head-to-head comparison, digital versus paper.
First, let's look at speed of issue. For paper certificates, this could take hours or days, depending on processing and courier speed. With digital certificates, this is cut down to minutes, with instant generation and email delivery, which saves vital time for both the issuer and the recipient.
Exactly. Next is security. We've touched on this already, but digital certificates are far more secure as they're encrypted, digitally signed, and tamper-evident, whereas their paper-based counterparts are more vulnerable to loss, theft, forgery, and manual errors.
In terms of cost, digital comes out on top again. Paper certificates have numerous associated costs, including courier charges, printing, and admin overheads, whereas digital certificates don't have any of the printing costs or courier fees. And in this current climate, every penny counts.
Same again with environmental impact. Due to paper usage, ink and shipping, paper certificates can have quite high emissions, whereas the paperless nature of digital certificates makes them much more energy efficient and environmentally friendly.
In terms of audit and version control, there are added benefits here too. Given the nature of the maritime and shipping industry, audits and inspections are a regular occurrence, so documents need to be consistently accessible and up to date. While not impossible, paper documents do require more manual tracking, and there is a higher risk of outdated documents, which could have significant consequences. Meanwhile, digital certificates have automatic tracking and alerts for expiry or updates, so you're far less likely to be caught out come inspection time.
Speaking of accessibility, digital documents are available anywhere at any time, even offline, whereas paper versions are only available where stored or physically present, which isn't always ideal for a global, evolving industry like maritime.
Precisely, and it's the same for scalability. Digital certificates can be easily scaled across fleets, ports, and offices, but paper certificates can become logistically challenging at scale.
All in all, it seems that digital certificates are the preferred option across the board. And given the maritime industry is under increasing pressure to modernize, this provides the perfect opportunity to improve not just operational efficiency, but reduce environmental impact, enhance compliance, and stay competitive all at the same time.
Exactly. Digital certificates aren't just a modern alternative, they're a strategic upgrade, and without doubt, one of the simplest and most impactful changes an organization can make.
It really is. And while it's natural to approach change with caution, the evidence speaks for itself. Hopefully today we have dispelled the myths surrounding digital certificates and given you more confidence in implementing them in your organization.
Absolutely. The advantages are becoming clearer every day. Streamlined document handling, better preparation for audits and inspections, lower costs, improved reliability, and more. And it's not a nice to have in the future, it's happening now.
Couldn't agree more, Jim. That's all we've got time for today, folks. But if you want to learn more about digital certificates, you can visit our website.
Stay tuned for part 3 of our podcast, where we will discuss how you can successfully implement digital certificates in your organization. Bye for now.
Thanks, Jim, and goodbye from me. Thanks for listening.